Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, you are rocking for the Coast to Coast League. Yes, I am your host with the most. Almost called in late, but I'm in on time, as you can see. I know my girl Nancy is glad to see me. Yes, yes, I know. I cut it close on that one, but I was helping the customer, and I had to help a customer. I still might have to help a customer right now, but give me 1 second, then I'll talk about it. Or did it come up? Now, did the red thing come up? Go to transactions and see if he owes any. Hit okay when you hit transaction. Give me 1 second. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Okay? Just leave it out. I'll take care of it. All right. Yes. Yes. This is your boy, Dion. Actually, all we have going on right now tonight is going to be the free aerobics. And it shouldn't be that many transactions on this point. Make sure you got everything together. You might want to check your money. Make sure it adds up to a total with me and you. I know you're going to be $4 over. Can you put a POS for a day pass for the weight room? Okay. And those, it should be in quarters. That was $4. All righty. Sorry about that, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. This is your host with the most. I am rushing, trying to get things done. It is one of those Mondays. One of them Mondays. But anyway, hey, you're rocking four quarters of Coach Lee. We got a lot of excitement going on. Got a lot of things going on. Who I got in there? I got BJ / Nancy in the Ning board. I got Brown 920. Yes, ma'am. It could be more. It don't matter. Just tell me what you think you're going to do. We don't talk about the person anyway, so I need to know a number. So when I do my end of the month numbers, I need to estimate how many people use our facilities. That's great. No biggie. That's fine. You can give it to me. And then I'll put it in the computer this evening. And then, again, 4 weeks from today will be what? Would that be the 15th? Okay. Let's go ahead and say August, by August 19th. I'll pay for by August 19th. So, August 31st? All right. You got it. August 31st. Have it done. You got it. No problem. You too. Bye-bye. All right. So, again, once again, keep rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. Yes, Brown 920. I multitask all day, every day. That's why I am who I am. I am your host with the most, Coach Lee, in the place to be. And you rocking four quarters? Yes, four quarters. Not one, not two, not three, but four quarters. That's 60 minutes for those who can't add what four quarters equal, because actually four quarters equal $1. And in time, it's only 15 minutes. It's really a quarter. But 15 cents is not a quarter in real life. So money-wise, you got to get it right. But anyway, we got a few people in the room. Like I said, we got BJ slash Nance in the house. We got Brown 920. We got Chadwick in the house. We got myself. We got DDJ, Don Dunbar. And we got Food. We got Mandy White. We got Sudi. And I think I heard somebody on the line. Is that somebody on the line? Okay, like I said, this is Coach Lee Show. When I hear somebody talking, I stop what I say and get to rocking and rolling and you know, talk to my guests. But for those who are listening in at 347-826-7278 number, just push one and pound, and if you got something to say, something to add, just join on in. Once again, just dial in 347-826-7278. I was hoping that I got a couple of emails back that I put out to the championship coaches, but you know, I guess everybody is getting their practice on. Everybody's trying to stay quiet. Everybody don't want to say nothing. You know, they don't want to put no info out there, no bulletin board material, and I don't like that. But you know, I'm not. That's why I'm not in the championship game. So I guess I got to deal with what I got to deal with. You got it?
I put Billy.
Okay.
Put the payment in.
Mm-hmm.
$10.
Okay.
Right here,
wait.
Fine. What do I
put? I'll sign it. As long as it all adds up, that's all that matters. Yep. So I'll sign off on it.
We're going to be 10.
10 over. You got it.
And on the daily one, it's telling me asking for information.
On? Yeah, you got to input it in as a PSO, and or you can put it in as two Duke cards. Because these are $2 each. Yeah, two Duke cards. But just you're going to make a receipt for two Duke cards. Yeah, so you go to PSO, and then go to where at the bottom where it's going to say Duke cards. And then you're going to hit it two times and make it $4. Yeah.
$4?
It'd be a total of $4, yes. Yep. Make it two times. There we go. And then is it $4 down here? Yep, there you go. And then I'll sign off on that as well. Okay? All right. Yes, y'all. I still multitask, y'all. But anyway, let's get to rocking and rolling with this show because that's what I do. I do what I do when I got to do what I do. You know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and give our sponsors our due credit. We got Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Why pick Enterprise? Because they will pick you up. We got Rogers Athletic Company, the official athletic equipment company of the women's football camp and conference, where the good get better. We got 20 Second Fitness. You want a body like mine, then you need to get your 20 seconds on. You know what I'm saying? 20 seconds on and popping. And then who else we got? Oh, man, I'm slipping, tripping. Oh, Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we all should be rocking Adidas because I'm rocking my Adidas right now. And like I said, we are trying to rock and roll. I came up with Plan A, but Plan A in my show is not going to work due to the fact that I have not got any confirmation from any of the championship coaches, be it a head coach, be it assistant coaches. And that's just how the ball bounces sometimes. So you always got, I did Enterprise already, Food. Slow down, man. I already did Enterprise. Yes, for those who want to interact with me, I'm always on the Women's Tackle Football Group.neen.com board, the number one info board for women's football. It's probably the only info board that allows players, coaches, and fans to interact amongst each other in an open forum, very professional. And we're rocking about 2,400 members on that board right now, and that's hella good. And that's worldwide, you know. I just brought somebody in from Dusseldorf on the board, but yeah, that's how it's rocking, you guys. Hey, you know, Four Quarters Coast Late each and every Monday night. I know that I'm supposed to make an announcement that BJ asked me, because I think we're going to discontinue the Continue show. Let me see if I can go up and see if that was left earlier today. Too many people have been on the board. I can't go back as far as it went. But, yes, I think we're making a move to just the WFB talk. I think BJ is going to just do one network, which is fine. And I could move up to the Big Boy Network. Yeah, I know she's at work. She can't respond. She's probably listening in. I'm BJ. Yes, I know. Thanks, Nan. You are the greatest. But anyway, we're moving up, and I put more information out on National Meeting Board. Put more information out on National Blog Talk Radio, as well as tweet and twit, whatever it's all about. There it is. Starting Monday, August 1st, Coach Lee is now heard on WFB Talk. I didn't move up to Big Boy Radio now, or Big Girl Radio, because I was on the Continue Network. But now I'm on the original Women's Football Talk. I'm stepping my game up. Loving it. Loving it. After 100 and something shows, after doing this for 2.5 years, I'm getting my show on the Big Boy Show. That's good. I'm special. Thank you so much, Nance. You are the greatest. All righty. So, as a coach would normally do, you go in with plan A, but the starting quarterback gets hurt, then you got to go with plan B. So, plan B, we're going to go ahead and start this off. We're going to start this off with quarter number one. Quarter number one, quarter number one, quarter number one, quarter number one is a continuation of Championship Weekend. Championship Weekend will be taking place this weekend, July 29th and 30th and 31st. We have major games going on once again. The WFA will be featuring a great game with the Boston Militia versus the San Diego Surge. It should be a barn burner. Both teams are coming in scoring heck of points. And when I say heck of points, I mean heck of points. And both defenses are shutting down people. And I'm talking about shutting down. I'm talking about shutting them down. You know what I'm saying? Like my boys. We shut them down. We shut them down. Public enemy number one. What up? You want to lift weights? Okay. Let me walk you in there because you don't have no pass. What's that? For the truck? Okay, I'll put it in there. Yeah, so hold on a second. I got to walk one of my favorite persons to the weight room because, you know, she wants to get her weight lifting on, and it's all good. So give me 1 second, and then we'll talk about big football Wednesday. She's taking care of. Okay. All right. You see, I just got juice around here. I just walk anybody I want into the weight room. Well, hell, I suppose I run this joint. But anyway, that's just how it works. So going back to this weekend, we got the Boston Militia versus the San Diego Surge. I'm going to do a little matchup. Hold on 1 second. Today, 25th. Something like that. There you go. Yep, now when you pull the report out right now, it should be balanced out. And it might even be 50 cents over because I think it was 50 cents left in there for somebody else. But we'll note that. Okay? So on Saturday, here we go, back to the Surge. On Saturday, kickoff is at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's going to be one heck of a game, or as I put it, one hell of a game, to determine who's going to be the WFA champs. As far as stats are concerned, let me get over to the stat page real quick. You know, I do shake and bake and move. The Surge is second in the league in total points per game. The Surge is averaging 56 points a game. And Boston Where are you at, Boston? Boston is averaging 45 points a game. So you got two high-powered offenses coming in at 56 and 45 points a game. But the key is the defense. You got the Surge, who were the number one defense in the land, only giving up 6.1 points per game. 6.1 points per game. And you got the Boston Militia giving up 11.9. So you might as well just go ahead and say 12 points. So as you can see, there is a discrepancy of about 6 points given up per game on defense and just about 11 points difference in the offense output. So just on paper right now, you got the number one offense and the number one defense of the Surge lining up against the 1, 2, 3, 4, number four scoring team in the country. And the number 13th ranked defense scoring wise. Some of the key points here to highlight. Again, the Surge is the number two offense in the country as far as yards are concerned. They're averaging 425 yards per game, 14 first downs, which is real good. In Boston's situation, they're averaging 291 yards per game and 12 first downs a game. So that's excellent as well. As I move on down to some more stats, where are my statty at? There we go. As far as rushing is concerned, the Surge is averaging 205 yards rushing. The Militia is averaging 175, so about 30-yard difference in the run game. The Surge has the number two passing team in the country, averaging 220 yards a game. And then the Boston Militia is averaging at 116. So just looking on paper right now, you're looking at Militia being a run-heavy-oriented team just based on yards per game. They do toss the ball out there once in the blue moon, but it is out there. 116 yards per game ain't bad. Passing, that keeps you balanced. That definitely keeps you balanced. As you can see, you got 205 and 220. You need my key? Okay, no problem. Okay, you can bring it back. Alrighty. So let's see, what else we got? I am looking at, you got Boston Militia has one of the top quarterbacks as far as rating is concerned. She's at 130.1, which is Allison Calhill. She's 63 out of 108, a 58% hitting completion rate for 1,132 yards, 14 touchdowns, and only one interception. Just to have one interception and throwing the ball 108 times, that is not bad at all. That is a great ratio. And then 14-1 ratio as far as touchdown to interception ratio is great. Then you got Melissa for the Surge. She's 78 out of 144 for 54 percentile rate percentage for 1,233 yards. And she has 20 touchdowns and 3 interceptions with a 113.8 rating. So, again, quarterback play is nice and pretty much even. As far as do they have any top rushers, I know top rushers this year. Anybody in the top rushing? Well, Dina Dentry had 52 carries for 706 yards, averaging 13.6 yards a carry. With 12 touchdowns. I mean, good Lord, that's the highest rushing per carry here in the top 20 at 13.6. There is no one here for the Militia. As we go to individual receiving, we got Jessica Javitt with 29 catches for 616 yards in the top 20. That's one thing I've been proud of, They have three wide receivers with over 500 yards being done. But I see the Tribe had two wide receivers, one with 987 yards and one with 518. So, again, I know I'm talking about something totally different, but to have three wide receivers with over 500 yards on the season is awesome, as you can see. Even with the top tier, thank you, with the top team out there, the Tribe, you know. But anyway, I'm getting off subject. Again, I'm not seeing any militia in the top 20s. But that doesn't mean that a team is a team is a team. You know what I'm saying? Individuals are individuals. But as far as defense, let me see if we got any top tacklers on defense. Neither of the teams have anyone in the top 20 in tackles. And that's probably because they do a lot of three and outs. Individual sacks. Anybody from the team serves? Selena Mosley with 7. I'm not seeing anybody else from the championship teams. Interceptions. Wow, 14 interceptions by Hornberger. Kelly Hornberger from the Heartbreakers. 14 interceptions. That's one hell of a season, y'all. I didn't realize that. D-Dub, Desiree Wyman, with 4 interceptions with the Surge. Then you got Brianna Gallo for the Militia with 3. There we go, Surge. Ashley Moody with 3. So, again, interception-wise, they got a couple people in the top 20. Forced fumbles. I'm not seeing any of the Surge or the Militia there. Oh, no, I'm not. Vicky Eddy with 3 forced fumbles for the Militia. So that's some hard-hitting fumble recoveries. Not seeing anybody in the top 20. Pass deflections. Surge, Tracy Wong with 5. And the block kicks, looking at Jay Hodge and Jenny Brown with 1 each. Yes, ma'am. No problem. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. She's buying a T-shirt right now?
Well, not right now.
And they have it for her tomorrow?
Yeah.
Put it to the side and don't put it in tonight. Yeah. Fold it up and put it in field trip paper and just put a side note on there. Right. Okay, put it in the envelope by itself and says buying T-shirt. Yep, staple it to it. And then put that inside the field trip bag. Okay. Sorry about that. Once again, you know, hey, I multitask. I'm here at work. I do what I got to do as I do my show. Special teams, what we got going? We got the Surge, Ashley Moody, 6 returns for 166 yards, no touchdowns. But that's a great average, 27 yards an average on kickoff returns. It's not bad. I was 31.5 back in my college day. So, yeah, you that wasn't bad. Punt returns, though, Gentry is definitely awesome. 9 returns. Check this out. 9 returns, 261 yards, 3 touchdowns. That means for 1 out of every 3 punt returns, she's bringing it back to the house for a touchdown. We got Shante Bonds with 9 punt returns for 132 yards and 1 touchdown for the Militia. So, again, they got some deadly folks back there. And they got, is that Michelle Princey? 6 punt returns for 98 yards. So, it's going to be some awesome football being played here. And, once again, I've already picked my picks from last week. I already told you who I'm rolling with. I am rolling with the Surge, San Diego Surge. And, like I said, my theory behind that is the teams that have beat me the last 3 years have gone on to win a championship. The teams that have beat me the last 3 years have gone on to win the national championship. And that can be said for Mr. Aubrey Duncan. Like I said, me and Aubrey Duncan with LA Amazons, we're real close friends, and we always laugh and joke. Even when we were in separate leagues, in the same league, the team that beat us or beat them won the championship. So I'm rolling with the Surge. I think they just got too many bullets for the gun that they got. I mean, they just coming, you know, and just like a machine gun. It's going to be a great game. I just want everybody to be safe. I hope everything works out well for everybody. I'm hoping that everybody is there. If you have an opportunity to make it, please do. It's nothing like supporting your own. If we don't support our own, then who will? You know, that's how that works. If we don't support it, then who will? You know, and I'm hoping that it's packed. I'm really hoping that we are able to pack the house. Again, it's going to be a great event. Be it that there's going to be the All-Star game prior to the game. I think the All-Star game is earlier in the day. And then everybody can come back for the championship game at night. I say yay and nay to that. You know, again, these are just my opinions, you know, which don't mean much, if anything, at all. But my thing is this, if I go to a game earlier in the day then leave, 9 times out of 10, I'm not willing to want to come back. So I'd rather watch a back-to-back game with maybe an hour in between. But that's just me. That's my preference. But, again, everybody has their own show, and it's all great. Like I said, I hope it works out. I hope it works out well. If the venue is close to the hotel, then it's not an issue. If they got the game going in the morning for the All-Star game, then that's great. And if it's close to the venue, then that's even better. And if it's transportation being provided, that's even better. So, again, not knowing what all going down, I just made my humble opinion. But I know it's going to be a great thing out there. I know that the Lone Star Mustangs, who are hosting this championship game, it's going to do a great job. And I just know it. They've always done first-class job. So there's no question about what's going to take place. Again, just made a quick suggestion. That ain't going to change anything. It is what it is. It's going to do what it do. That's why you're rocking 4 quarters of Coach Lee, even though this quarter is in the last half of my show. And I haven't even talked about the other championship games. So let's move on. Quarter number 2, we're going to talk about the IWFL championship game. Did I say it right? I said the IWFL championship game with the California Quag and the Atlanta Ravens. And everybody thinks the Ravens was a big surprise. Nah, folks. These are the same Ravens that were the explosion at one point in time. They slowly transcend their game or their team name on over. Let's see. Championship game will be in Austin, Texas. For the Tier 1, championship game starts at 7 p.m. Be over between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. We have the North American Championship game at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., which will be earlier in the day. And I'm not sure what time the All-Star game is. Do anybody have any idea when the All-Star game is? If you have an idea of All-Star, please hit me up on the Ning board. If you can, hit me up on the Ning board. Ah, here we go. I got a couple people in the chat room. I forgot about you guys. I've been walking all the way around. Okay. Somebody said the All-Star game is the day before, so probably that Friday night. Okay, no problem. Coach Lee, are you going to the championship game? No, I will not be at the championship game this particular weekend, but I do have people on my board, on the Showgirl board, going down there to represent the Showgirls. I will be out in Canada at a special LFL special event that's taking place out in Canada. I leave out on Thursday, and they will be aired live on MTV, unfortunately, at 7 p.m. on the West Coast. So, again, I'm just taking care of some other football business, you know, spreading my wings. Getting familiar with my new venture that I have, but I will not be at this year's championship game, and I am so sorry that I can't make it, but you know what? There'd be two or three of us from my organization there. The two girls that made the All-Star team didn't turn in their paperwork to be selected as the actual players because they're both second-team players. But we have some presence there. I think a couple of girls are driving down to go see the championship game. So it'll be all right. It will be all right. Oh, actually, the All-Star game is Sunday, as I've been corrected by Mr. Food himself, who's as knowledgeable as I am. And so I'm going to rely on Mr. Food saying that the All-Star game is on Sunday. Again, another quick point in my humble opinion. I know they're located in these hot cities and states, and we can't beat around the bush on that. No matter where you have that, it's summertime. It's going to be hot and muggy, hot and wet, or hot and dry. And when you have three games going on in one day, it's kind of hard to do, but it's possible. But again, the concern of the heat. But my thing is maybe a Friday game would have been better than a Sunday game, be it Sunday morning, because people want to do what? Up and leave and, you know, get home. You know, people got to get back to work on Monday. So, again, another Coach Lee humble opinion, you know, not to knock anything, but, again, as a promoter, you got to do what's best for your travel in. It's a lot easier for people to travel on Friday and then go to the game later on that night. The All-Star game could have been, say, 8 o'clock Friday night to help people come in and do whatever, and then did what you did on Saturday, Sunday. But again, that's just my humble opinion. Sundays haven't been great for All-Star games. I've seen two All-Star games on Sunday, and it was small crowds, real small crowds. As a matter of fact, because everybody's trying to head home, and no matter how early in the morning you do it, you know, people still feel like they're being rushed. And then people being out all night that night. I think that's how we did it in the WPFL, the first All-Star game. We did it Sunday morning and got it in and got it done. But the crowd was pretty much either asleep or tired or on their way home. I think the IWFL did it Sunday last year, and they're doing it Sunday this year. The WPFL did it again Sunday in 2007. I wasn't a part of that because I moved on to greener pastures with my team, and I again the response to it was small numbers. I know that we did our All-Star game and championship game back to back, and people tend to like that. I know it was kind of hot out here in Vegas, but it was a big crowd, and I love that. So anyway, again, one man's humble opinion, one coach's humble opinion. You know, no knock on nobody, but again, we must learn. You must learn. So let's go. I mean, I don't know if I can. I am not familiar with this website that has doggone stats on here. But let's see what our championship team stats are. I pretty much go over. Man, I do not like. I do not like the stat setup that the IWFL has. Like, it's not fan-friendly. It's not friend-friendly, people. And I really want to go over stuff, but it's not fan-friendly. Good night. All right, let me see if I can do this. I don't want to seem like I'm disrespecting anybody. So, all right, the way it's set up here, all right. Nope, that ain't good. That ain't good. Let's go over this one. The Quake has 960 yards passing. There were 121 attempts, 50 completions, average 19 yards per catch, 40% in pass completions. The Ravens, well, they had explosions here. Had a total of 450 yards, completed, attempted only 55 times, completed 28. So just by looking at the stats right now, the Ravens are more of a running team just based on stats, based on stats, based on stats. Okay, as far as defense is concerned, the Quake had 15 interceptions this year, 179 yards, It says 112 yard interception TDs. I know they didn't have 112 touchdowns. See, that's why I do not like these stats. It ain't rolling right. All right, moving on. Rush offense, the Quake. 2,310 yards on 280 yards rushing. That's an average of 8.3 yards a rush. Explosion had 1,065 yards on 119 carries, averaging 9 yards a carry. So again, the average is a lot is higher for the Ravens, but less attempts and less yards. The Quake is doubling them in amount of yards and also in attempts. Oh, wow. On tackling, they have it full tackles, half tackles, and total tackles. The Quake has 484 tackles. They have 20 sacks, or 20 full sacks, 8 half sacks, a total of 28 sacks. They have 318 yards in tackles. Don't know. I don't understand that one. But anyway, moving right along. And I don't see the... Yikes. But anyway, yo, I can't go through this no more. I'm getting a headache trying to get all this stuff based off of the website set up. But anyway, again, I picked the California Quake taking this victory. Being that it's going to be a West Coast Championship, West Side weekend, as well as in the other championship game, the New England Intensity as and the Seattle Majestics. That one I really don't know much about. I know that Seattle is coming off of not being as powerful as they used to be. One of the reasons why they've gone to a Tier 2 situation, but they're still good. I know the coaches over there are doing a hell of a job and making it happen. What you do now? You hit yourself. All right. So we all good? All right. That's fine. That was 50 cents. That was in the thing before I got here. That's why I knew it. See? I'm a good person. I knew that before you knew. You're going to put that in the Ziploc bag, and then we're going to put it in the safe. The $50 should be in the Bank of America thing, and we'll put that in the safe too. That'll stay out. No, put that 50 cent inside that right here. Yep, put 50 cent over. No problem. Oh, we got Randall in the house. I always sound good, Randall. Come on, man. I'm always good. What's the topic? It's always a topic. It's about championship weekend, Randall. Come on, get on board. Come on, Randall. I love Randall. Randall does a great job with the WSFL. Like I said, a lot of us are out there doing a good job. And like I said, a lot of these coaches are out here doing a good job. And like I said, I got my Seattle Majestics taking the Tier 2. I got my California Quake taking Tier 1. And I got the San Diego Surge rounding off the West Side Championship. Did I say it? The West Side Championship. All right. Moving right along. Getting out of that quarter. Woo, that was a rough quarter. That was one of those quarters where the score just kept going and you couldn't stop them because it was just rocking and rolling. Let's move on. I know I had a couple emails. Quarter number 3. Let's rock a couple emails. Questions that I had from last week. And last week we talked about situations where teams should pop up. And let me grab this email real quick. Where was that at? Okay. Question here. Well, it wasn't a question. It was more of a statement. I guess I got some people upset. The question is, Coach Lee, why would you go on this show and talk about teams that might be popping up, not knowing what league they're joining? And I'll say back to all those who may be thinking that, I really don't care what league they're in. I just know that there's teams popping up here, there, and everywhere. It's going to help the landscape of women's football one way or another, be it one league, another league, or that league. But my job is to report what I know, report the news, to let people know that these are places where people are popping up. You know, I don't have any top secrets. And my thing is, I just want to let everybody know that football is expanding with or without you. You know, that's just the bottom line. You're going to have teams that are going to be independent. You have teams that are going to be in the WFA, the IWFL, the WSFL. Hell, there's even word that there's another league starting up. And I'm pretty sure within the next 3 weeks, from what I know, it will be up. No, I am not a part of it. So let's get that straight right now, because I already know that's going to be the first thing to pop up. But no, I'm not a part of it. I've just heard about it. Don't know how it's going to go. Don't know who all rocking and rolling going to it. But, you know, it happens. That's women's football. That's just the things that take place. There's always people out there who feel that they can do it better. No, as long as it's $50 in there, you're good. Okay? So, again, you know, everyone feels that they can do better. See, I already knew that was going to happen. No Coast Covert League 96 is not taking place, baby. Please, don't get that rumor started, man. I do not need that burden on my head. I definitely don't need it. See, you already got Brown 920 wanting to know what that's about. But anyway, it's a subject here. It was a planned... an idea of if everybody came under one roof. So that's why I came up with the League 96. There was 96 teams at the time. But anyway, we talked about, you know, areas of new teams. And like I told you, Denver was one that was looked upon as a team. Corvallis was talking about getting another team coming back. Yet Idaho Falls, Tacoma, Washington, Eugene, Oregon, were some areas of possibilities. Again, if you look at the broad map of women's football, these are areas that can connect and bridge the gap between teams. You know, we're talking about Bakersfield, California. Where you got the Fresno. South Dakota, you got Los Cruces. New Mexico, you got San Antonio. El Paso, Texas. Will be another possibility of a great team. Where else on the landscape? Louisville, you know, would be another great place. Jackson, Mississippi, Birmingham, Alabama, were some other areas. Yes. You've got to stamp it. Staple the check or stamp it? Yes, please stamp it or you get in trouble. We both get in trouble. Don't worry about it.
Open the scene. There you go.
All right. Let me get back to my board real quick. I left off with Birmingham, Alabama. We're talking about this should be Mobile, Alabama. Maybe another team in Utah, be it Cedar City or what's the other? St. George. That would be a nice bridging gap between here and Vegas. Reno has another area. We talk about South Carolina. We talk about Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Virginia, or some other areas of interest. So, again, I get phone calls on a daily from these particular areas. I'm trying to help put together teams in these areas. Again, because I don't mind. I don't mind helping another team get started. You know? So those are just ideas. Again, people have called me from those particular areas and looking at the whole map situation. Those would be some great bridging gaps for teams to play. Again, hopefully in 2012, teams are able to do some more cross-playing, which was great this year. Again, I was fortunate enough to play an independent team, the Utah Jinx. Hopefully they're going to be aligned up in the league somewhere soon. If not, take the independent route again, which would be great, but prefer to be in the league. I think all of us want to be in the league just so we can, you know, strive to win a championship at some point in time. But as Coach always puts on the board, he's independent out loud, as I call it on the board. But again, you know, that stimulated from a question. And, of course, I got another question about my interest in the Lingerie Football League. Coach Lee, why would you step below and coach? Let me see. Hold on. Coach Lee, I'm writing you because I have a concern that you're highly respected as a coach. And why would you put yourself in a position to beleaguer women and coach the lingerie team? Well, like I tell everybody, I can't satisfy everybody. I only can satisfy myself. I love coaching. I love the opportunity to be on a platform where we're going to be on TV, all four games, at least every team will be on TV. We'll be on there four times throughout the year, every Friday night. I see it as an opportunity to legitimize football, period, because these women are real top athletes. You know, and of course, in the email, they said, how can you allow women to be in lingerie and hitting and all this stuff? What about the safety? Well, you know what? We play football every Thanksgiving out in the park, full out, full blast, with no gear on, as far as my family is concerned. So, you know, that's their prerogative. Again, my whole thing is I love coaching. I'll coach Pop Warner football. I'll coach junior high football, high school, junior college, Division 1, 2, 3, 4, semi-pro, pro. I coach women as well. Football is football. I love coaching, and that's what I look at it as, coaching, teaching some great athletes how to play this game. You know, these are athletes that can be models and not models that want to be athletes. And I keep telling people, I will take any two teams in the Lingerie Football League and match them up against any of the top teams in the league and give you a game. Because these are athletes. Yes, size matters in 11-on-11. I find these five beastie women to be on the line, but it's so much speed. I'm talking about, I got a young lady on my team that ran a legit 10-900 meters, a legit 50.400. She's world class. Where are those players at playing in 11th? I know they're not supposed to, but we'll deal with that. Can you make an announcement? Make an announcement? I'll make it. A closing announcement. But, you know, again, I just love coaching athletes, you guys. And all the exposure is like 20,000 times as much as with normal one football. Hold on one second. Attention, Walnut Rec Center. The Rec Center will be closing in 10 minutes. The Rec Center will be closing in 10 minutes. Please finish up your workout and exit out the front door. Thank you. Okay. You know, I love coaching athletes. I don't care what sport it is. But these women are awesome. And like I said, the exposure part, we just did a, last Tuesday, we did a press conference at the Orleans Arena. Okay? Major, first class setup, everything. Every news outlet here in Vegas there for me to announce the 20 young ladies that made my team. You know what I'm saying? Where can you get that? You can't get it where what we're doing. And I'm the king of PR. And I've only had that many people out for my football team the very first year I came out for the very first tryout. But I'm talking about executives. I had sponsors coming up to me asking me that. They didn't even know about football, let alone lingerie football. And then when I told them about the showgirls, they're like, what? Does 11 football too? I'm like, yes, we want to be involved. We want to be involved. So, again, I see that's the opportunity. When opportunity knocks, are you going to answer the door? Because I definitely do. Every time it knocks, I'm answering the door. You know, and like Don is saying, leagues are in the business to make money, and that's the bottom line, and that's what they're doing. You know, I'm not in it to lose as much money as I lost. I'm in it to break even or make some money as a business entity. And for me to go over there and know the things that I know and get the respect that people have given me and go over there and win and be a part and be in front of corporations that are backing this thing up, you know what I'm saying? You can't miss out on this boat. This boat is floating and I'm on it. You know what I'm saying? I'll be the captain of this ship any day. I don't regret. You know, as long as I approve it, my wife approve it, that's all that needs to be approved. I know I'm ranting a little bit. But, yeah, you know, you can question my reasons, you know. But I've been married 17 years. You know, I ain't looking at these young girls. I'm here to coach them to win championship and bring more money into what I'm doing. That's what it's all about. All right. Another email. Okay, here we go. Camp. Coach Lee, I see that you're doing four camps this year. Is it too late to join? No, folks, it's not too late to join. It's first come, first serve. There's four camps that are up there, that are out there. We got Lake Lockhaven, Pennsylvania. We have Atlanta, Georgia. We have Houston, Texas, and Las Vegas. Pick and choose which camp is near you. First come, first serve. The first 10 quarterbacks that sign up for a particular camp are going to be the 10 only quarterbacks. The 15 running backs will be the only 15 running backs. We're not looking for a large quantity. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for, quantity. We're looking for quality. And when you come to these camps, you're going to get quality coaching. And, again, is it too late to join? No. I know that the Vegas camp is kicking butt right now. We had about 42 people have signed up so far for the Vegas camp. For the Atlantic camp, our numbers are about 15. For Lockhaven right now, we're about 23. And for Houston, we're at about 8 right now. So those are the numbers. And like I said, each and every week I throw out the numbers. It's a matter of you coaches, you owners, and you players getting out there and getting to the camps. Coaches are still free to, you know, if you want to coach, hit me up, you know, at Women's Football Camp at Yahoo.com, Women's Football Camp at Yahoo.com, where you can hit me on the Ning board. We're still looking for coaches. As I get the coaches, I am updating the Women's Tackle Football.com website. You just go on over there, and I'll be updating. We're still trying to lock down two locations, one in Houston and one in Atlanta, but the camps are going to take place no matter what. Again, supply and demand. If the demand ain't there, then we will not supply the camp. That's the only way that it's going to be canceled. Right now, we need a minimum of 75 people per camp to break even, to make it worth its while. And we have 160 spots. So if we don't get 75 campers, then we just won't do the camp there. You know, like I said, I'm not here to lose no more of my money. I'm here to break even or make some money. So my break-even point is 75 campers. We get 75 campers, the camp's low. Like I said, the one in Vegas is already, I think we're two or three people away from the minimum already. But that's something that's been done, and people know that when I do it, it gets done. It's no bullcrap. It gets done. And like I said, we got coaches out there that are that have hit me up that want to be, that are checking their schedules. And it's going to be a camp where you get good. I mean, where the good get better. And you only can improve from what we got going on. All right. Another email. 2012. What do you think is going to take place in 2012 with all the leagues? Is it true that everybody's going to come together and, what did I say, and talk, like Randall said earlier? Or is that all BS? In my opinion, each league is going to be a separate entity. There's too much ego flying. There's too much history behind the names of IWFL, WFA. The only way I can see it all coming together if they just drop all the names
and just created a brand new name. Because, again, you know, the bottom line is who name is lasting. No different than the NFL-AFL merger, who lasted the NFL. The AFL teams were just happy that the merger took place. I was just watching the history of the merger just on Sunday, matter of fact, on the NFL Network, and for like the third or fourth time, you know. Just too much egos, too many things going on for somebody to say, let's just join forces. You know, that's the reality. It's going to be who can eat who up, who can get that sponsor, who can get that TV deal. You know, even with the existence of another league possibly booming or coming up across the boards, if they don't have TV, they don't have sponsors, then what they really got is nothing but a name just like the other three leagues. You know, right now, teams ain't moving unless you bring something to the table. And that's the ultimate question everybody keep asking me, what need to be brought to start a league? Money, fool, money. If you ain't got no money, then don't start no league. If you don't have TV, don't start no league. So if you ain't got those two things, don't start no league. Here's another question regarding rules. And it's actually going back to lingerie league. Coach Lee, what are the rules in lingerie in comparison to 11-man football? Well, in lingerie league, we play 7-on-7. Everybody's eligible. Everybody's eligible to catch the ball, to run the ball. Still 1 foot in bounds. Outside of that, that's really the major rule. I know on defense, the linemen have to be 3 yards off the ball. You only can blitz one person. You only can blitz two people, one out of every four plays. On offense, for every four plays or every four downs, you have to have two runs and two passes. 3.5 minutes left, 3 and a half minutes left. I got you, Nance. I'm just doing email, so I'll answer one more email after this. And, of course, the equipment is, you know, shoulder pads, our youth shoulder pads. Helmets is lacrosse helmets, and then they wear knee pads and arm pads because they play on turf. But they wear cleats, and they're in short shorts and a bikini top. Not lingerie, and that's everybody you thinking it's old school lingerie. No, there's nothing you can see through. It's like walking down the street in a bikini. All right, and here we go. Last question. Let me see. I know it's all the time. Okay, I thought some people on the meeting board had something to say, but that's okay. All right, here we go. Last question before the music starts. Last question. No, I'm not even gonna go there. You know what? I'm going to end the show. Like I said, I want to wish all the teams good luck this weekend. I want to wish all the All-Star players good luck. And, again, I don't want to wish nothing bad upon anybody losing or getting hurt. I want everybody to be safe, be responsible, do what you got to do. Feel free to call in next week after the show. Just because football season is over don't mean that it's over, and that's some of the problems that we have, and I'll address that next week. Okay? When it's over, it's over. I am out of here. Talk to you later. Peace.
Better days, raw, metaphysically bold, never follow the code. Still drop the get some, get on up, hustler of culture. Snake bitten, been spit in the face, but the rhyme keep fitting, respect been given, how's your living? Now I can't protect, I paid off defect, check the record and reckon, inattentional wreck, raid off as some intellect, made the call, took the fall, broke the laws, not my fault that they're falling off, known as fair square,